Does everybody feel like they're getting some good value so far? Put your hand up if so. Okay, put your hand up if you've been to other workshops in the past where people constantly sell to you every event. Okay, I explained at the start of this workshop that we would have some special offers available for you during the 2 days, but the primary focus wasn't to try and sell to you the whole 2 days. If I wanted to do that, I could do that, and that's what we would do. But instead, what I'd much rather do is just give you some awesome content and turn you into clients and subscribers for life. Because my experience from the past 2 workshops has been that if I stand up here and really go at it for 2 days straight and really give it my all for 2 days straight, what's going to happen to you guys? Well, probably you're going to become customers for life. Can I buy that? So that's my strategy. So I will have a couple of special offers for you and I'd probably encourage you to take advantage of them. But that's not the purpose of this event at all. Most other events like this, they get you in the room and they sell to you every hour. And not there's anything wrong with that. That's a really good marketing strategy. And you can get a lot of valuable product from those events. And I would definitely recommend you check them out. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. But that's not the purpose of this event. And I might run events like that in the future. But the purpose of this event is really just to give you awesome content. Put your hand up if you feel that you've got an actionable plan that you feel that you could go out there and implement pretty quickly. Okay, that's really good. So when we looked at last session, we looked at a 5-step plan to creating your selling system really quickly, your selling system. In the previous session, we looked at an 8-step plan to creating your content very fast as well. So what we're going to do now is we're going to focus on the last element of the sales system. So we've looked at creating your squeeze page, which is going to lead to an excerpt from your continuity program. And then we looked at how to create a sales video really quickly as well. And we looked at my sales video too. And bear in mind that the sales videos that I used in my business last year generated more than $1.2 million worth of revenue without one sales letter. In fact, I've not written a sales letter in my business for a massively substantial amount of time. It just hasn't happened. Instead, I've just used sales videos. And the reason I've used sales videos is because they're quick to implement, they're quick to get up there, and they convert really well too. And in my business, we might write a sales letter, and it might take me 2 weeks to write it. And it might do okay, because I'm okay at writing sales letters. I'm okay. But if I make a sales video, I can generally get the conversion to be higher, and I can create the content quicker. So I can create a sales video in half a day, tops. That would outperform a sales letter that would take 2 weeks to write. Do you kind of accept that? Okay, just as a show of hands, how many people here have made a sales video in the past? Okay, and how many people have wrote a sales letter? Okay, how many people have only wrote a sales letter but never a sales video? Quite a lot. And how many people have only made a sales video but never a sales letter? Okay, a couple of people. Okay, cool. We might write sales letters in the future, but really I'm probably going to do sales videos exclusively. And then we might experiment with having copy on the page and not having copy on the page and so on and so forth. But predominantly, that's the way we're going to do things, okay, with sales video. What I want to do in this session is look at the final part of that 5-step selling system, which is creating an autoresponder sequence for your business. And the reason why this is so effective is if you have a prospect autoresponder sequence, if you're following up with customers who enter their name and email address but don't buy, you will dramatically increase your conversion rate, and that's just a fact. In fact, even if your autoresponder sequence is just plain lousy, and even if you do an absolute terrible job of writing those autoresponder messages, even if your subject line is terrible, your email copy is awful, if you follow up consistently with your prospects, you will make more sales. Hands up if you kind of agree with that. And obviously, the better your autoresponder sequence is, and the more engaging the content is, and the better the subject line is, then the more sales you'll make. And that's obviously a given. But I've never, ever added an extra autoresponder message or added an extra autoresponder sequence and seen a decrease in my conversion. In fact, it's always been the opposite. I've always had a substantial increase. And now more than half of our conversions into continuity come as a direct result of the follow-up sequence, and we can track that. So if we do a follow-up sequence now, it might take a conversion rate from 2.5%. So 2.5% of people might join our program immediately. And then over the course of a 2-3 week period, that conversion rate might bump to 5% as they're getting message after message after message after message. So once you've got your squeeze page set up, and once that squeeze page leads to an excerpt from your continuity program, and then once you've got your sales video set up, the very next thing that you should create, in my opinion, is your prospect autoresponder sequence. That's the very next element you should bolt into your continuity program. And I say it with a caveat in the sense that I did not create a prospect autoresponder sequence for almost a year online. So when my revenues were about $25,000 a month, and when we were making, $250,000 a year, we never had a prospect autoresponder sequence, ever. Just never saw the value in it. And then as soon as I started adding it, I then got double the front-end conversions. Can anyone tell me what, just shout out, no need for the mic for this one, just shout, what happened to my back-end profits when I doubled the front-end conversions? tripled, doubled, just increased because I was generating more customers. Does that make sense? So adding a prospect autoresponder sequence is something that you should do immediately. So if you've already got a continuity program set up or you're selling any other kind of product, but you don't have that sequence in place, I'll strongly and emphatically encourage you to go away and do that today. And I'm going to show you an example of our sequence now. Now, the sequence I'm going to show you is not perfect, okay? Not in a million years. We wrote it in a rush, but this is all about creating a continuity program fast. And I'm going to really focus on the point-and-click coaching continuity programs follow-up sequence, because that was the one that we did the fastest. We literally did everything in a couple of days, and the whole thing was done in 5 days. And the follow-up sequence was wrote in an afternoon. That's not hype. So there's a lot of mistake and a lot of things we could change. But I want to start by showing you an example from our follow-up sequence, and then you can tell me what you like and what you don't like. So can we look at message one from the Gold program? So this isn't perfect, and there are some things we've changed. We're going to read it out and have a look. The subject line, pretty weak, did this in a rush. Are these mistakes holding you back? Damn gurus. Okay. Hi, Jeff. Did you get a chance to check out the cool freebies I sent over yesterday? If the answer is no, then what the heck are you doing? Jeff, these freebies aren't your normal giveaway junk that most marketers send you away. This is premium content that will reveal the most effective ways to build and grow a profitable online business fast. This bad boy is dripping with the good stuff, so go check it out below right now. And then I have a link back to the content, which has a link back to the continuity. At the link above, you'll find 5 powerful training modules that will give you more content than most experts put in their paid stuff. It's a big claim, but that's because I have the goodies to back it up. You see, unlike some of the gurus out there, it's hard to, can you scroll when we get to the bottom? I'll actually be sending you a whole pile of juicy sweet content to say thank you for being a subscriber. We don't do hype around here, so you can count on us to always tell it like it is, no matter what. Which is why today I'm going to reveal the 5 fail areas that will stop you making money online and how to fix them fast. So this is an example of one of the autoresponder messages that we give out really early. And what we try and do in our autoresponder sequence is we always try and give out really good content, and we take the content from the content we're delivering in the membership site or in the continuity program. So we've got fail error number 1, not believing in yourself, if you go down. Fail error number 2, not building an email list. Keep on going. Fail error number 3, not giving your subscribers a reason to open your emails. Just stop there. Fail error number 4, spending too much time selling and not enough time giving. And these are some of the things we taught during our workshop, some of the pieces of content that we shared. Keep on going. Not getting help faster. Keep on going. How many people think that's a really long autoresponder email message? Yeah. It's huge, isn't it? And we flip between having really short messages with action links that lead to specific pieces of content and really long emails that are longer than anybody else have in their niche. And in fact, on some of our prospect sequences that we have, the content that we give is quite simply just deeper and longer and more involved and more detailed than anybody else's follow-up sequence. Now, if you're on other people's email list in your niche, what do you, in this niche, let's say the Make Money Online niche, what kind of messages do you expect? You probably expect messages that are short, that are hypey, that are selly. Anyone kind of buy that? So what we do in our prospect sequences sometimes is we immediately seek to distinguish ourselves from the competitors, even if it hurts our deliverability by having a long message, even if a lot of people don't consume all that content, and we send out some really, really long emails packed full of content. Now, let me put this to you. Put your hand up if you think every person who joins our list reads all of our emails that look like that. No, not everybody. But who reads all of that email?
The ones that are interested.
The people who are interested and the people who are buyers. So a lot of people say to me that we make a mistake with our follow-up sequences because the emails are too long. And they have a point in the sense that it could sometimes hurt their deliverability, and sometimes people don't read it all and it's intimidating. But let me put it to you like this. I have really bad backache, and if you were at the last workshop, you'll know I broke a disc in my back the second time in my life, and I was in massive pain. If I sign up for an email list to cure my back, do you think I sit there and think, you know what, I really need back information on how to cure my back pain, and I've signed up for this email list showing me how to do that. Do you think I sit there and think, I'm in desperate pain, and I'm seeking a solution, and I think these damn marketers sending me these long emails with all this useful content? Or instead, do you think, I'm really grateful there's all this information there? Does that kind of make sense? The buyers, the people who are in the most pain, physically or mentally or emotionally, the people who are in the most pain and the people who are the most motivated for a solution are the people who are going to welcome long emails and long content. The Atlanta Live DVD we analysed in the last session, how long was that? Who's seen that? About an hour and a half? Most people would look at that and say, you can't send an hour and a half video to your list because they won't watch it. You're right. Probably only about 5% of my list would watch it. Maybe even only 10% of the people who click the link would watch it. If we send an email to 70,000 people, we get about 3,000, 3,500 people clicking the link. Of those, probably only about 500 people might even consume the content to the end. And of those, about 80 people would leave a comment on their blog. That kind of makes sense? But who are those people leaving a comment and watching the whole thing? Those are the buyers. Those are the people in the deepest pain and with the biggest problems. And those are the people we cater to. Hands up if that kind of makes sense. Okay, so we have really long autoresponder messages and we have really long content pieces in our prospect sequence. But what I'm here today to tell you is don't be afraid to position yourself as being a little bit different by giving all of that. I'll tell you what I would do now, whatever marketplace you're involved in when you create your continuity program, I'd make sure that that first email that people get, that very, very first email, is massively over-delivering to them. So if their expectation is to receive an email with a little bit of content, make sure you give them an email with loads of content that delivers results. And if you do that, you'll get your relationship off on the right foot. And I'm not saying don't sell to people in email. Of course you want to sell to them. We're selling in this email. But what we do is we make sure that people get off on the right foot and they can expect content of value. And it really leads to an increase in their opens and their clicks. Does anyone here used to read the old Lee McIntyre newsletter that we used to deliver as a PDF? A few people? How would you describe them? Just shout out the word. No need for the mic for this one. Just shout out the word.
Excellent content, excellent value.
Excellent content, excellent value. We used to send out 20-page PDFs every week. 20-page PDFs. Some people used to say, I'm never going to read that. I'm unsubscribing. Do you think if we're sending that much information of value that's going to deliver them a result and take them away from pain, but they're unsubscribing, are they a buyer? Maybe, probably not. But the people who are the buyers become really engaged with the content, and they're the people who ultimately buy our products in the future. So that's really the strategy that we have with our autoresponder sequence. When I took part in John Fornell's launch contest a couple of years ago, when I first got started, I had a list of 603 subscribers, finished third in his contest, won a third prize, and there's other marketers above me with lists of 50,000 or more. Now, we have a list like that now, but at the time, my list was 600 people. And the reason was we had buyers on our list, and we massively over-delivered with the content. Other marketers used to look at me and give me helpful advice and say, no, don't do it this way. Instead, short emails with one link. And when I said, no, I want to do it differently, and I had ridiculously long emails with 20-page PDFs attached. And what we found was the more content we gave and the more value we delivered, the more our opens went up and the more our clicks went up. And then when we made a subsequent sales email, the more sales we made. That was the strategy we used, and it was hugely different. Let me ask you a question. How many people are aware of my deep connection dynamic strategy? We talked about it in the last workshop. A few people? Okay. The deep connection dynamic strategy that we talk about in our business is all about really tapping into people's unspoken hopes and dreams. So not just sending out hypey emails, crappy emails, trying to sell stuff, but actually trying to figure out what people want in the pit of the stomach. What people want that they're afraid to admit to themselves. If you're trying to sell to someone who's overweight and you send them a weight loss product, if you ask him why does he want to lose weight, what's he going to tell you? He wants to lose weight to be fitter, to be healthier. Is that the real reason? Or is the real reason he's afraid for his health and not seeing his child grow up? Or is the real reason he's afraid his wife might leave him and go and sleep with the builder just hired to do the extension? Or is the real reason there's a gardener in the garden and he's really foxy and he's seen his wife, whatever. What I'm saying is you market to people's unspoken hopes and dreams and you build all of that into follow-up marketing. And you can have tremendous results. What I want to do now is show you some of the landing pages that we use in our business to sell point-and-click coaching. And I want to show you some of the strategies that we're using in terms of leaking content and testimonials to achieve some really high conversions. So this is put this one on the screen. When people opt in, we give an excerpt, okay? Now, you know I told you that's what you should do. So you should follow my plan to create the content, and then the first thing that you should do is give an excerpt. The squeeze page should give an excerpt from the presentation. Hi, Lee McIntyre here from GetMoreMomentum.com. And I wanted to say you've made a great decision by electing to get this recording completely for free. So let me just give you a bit of a background in terms of the information you're going to receive in just a couple of moments' time. Let me just give you an introduction so you can see the value of what you're about to receive. So here's the full scoop. Basically, in August 2009, I hosted a workshop for about 65, 70 very lucky subscribers. The workshop was hosted at the Midland Hotel in the heart of Manchester in the UK. Now, here's what happened. For 2 full days, I gave some amazing information about what it takes to build a $20,000 per month business selling information products by doing the exact opposite to what most so-called gurus teach. This was brand new information that I'd invented and I'd never previously shared. In fact, that's not strictly true. I had previously shared it, but only with my $15,000 per year mentoring clients. So I went along to Manchester to share this amazing information, and the crowd loved it. People literally left the room raving at the end of day one. And at the end of day two, it was such an amazing experience to see people leaving incredible video testimonials saying that this was an event that changed their life forever. Some people said it was the best weekend of their life. Some people said, well, most people said it was the best event they'd ever been to, and everybody left feeling inspired. It was an amazing opportunity. Now, people paid hundreds of dollars in airfare, accommodation and tickets to come and watch this workshop, and they still loved it. But luckily for you, I've actually taken one of the sessions, which is a very, very, very valuable session, and I'm just giving it to you right now, completely for free, with no strings attached. Now, during the session that's about to start after I finish speaking right now, you're going to discover seven golden rules. These are what I call the seven rules of momentum. The seven things that I did in my business to go to $20,000 per month selling information products. And basically, these rules are the exact opposite to what everybody else teaches. So if you think about everything you've ever been taught about internet marketing, the seven rules that I use in my business are the exact opposite, and you're going to discover all about them right now. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to settle down, relax, block out all distractions, close off your instant messenger, close off the internet, lock the door, turn the light off, whatever it takes, to really focus on this valuable content. Because for the next 30 minutes, you're going to see me teach live from the stage about these seven rules that really have the power to transform your life and your business. And remember, people in the room paid hundreds of dollars. Some people paid thousands of dollars to be there, and you're getting it completely for free. Now, if you enjoy the content that's about to come, I should tell you this also. This is a 30-minute excerpt from this two-day workshop. But if you enjoy the content, you can actually get the entire recordings of the whole two-day event completely for free. Well, I say free, you do have to pay shipping and handling, but I'm sure you can handle that. So if you wanted to get the whole 2 days worth of recordings, this amazing life-changing event, then all you would need to do is go to getmoremomentum.com/free DVD. That's F-R-E-E D-V-D. So that's getmoremomentum.com/free DVD. getmoremomentum.com/free DVD. F-R-E-E DVD. If you go there right now, you'll be able to claim a DVD with the whole workshop, all 2 days worth of amazing content, and all you need to do is pay shipping and handling. It's completely for free. I was going to sell it for $1,997, but you can get it today for free. Now, I should say, before you go and watch this excerpt, that this free DVD won't last forever, obviously not. There are limited supplies, and we might pull this offer down at any time, so go there right now and secure your spot. That's getmoremomentum.com/free DVD before this offer is pulled down, because you will have to pay $1,997 in the future to get this course. So that's it. Go to that website now, secure your course for free. And in the meantime, you might want to go and watch this excerpt. It's me teaching about the seven rules of momentum that changed my business and could change your business as well. So I'll stop talking now. Go and check out the free course at getmoremomentum.com/free DVD, and then enjoy the content that's going to follow right now. And then the content starts. Now, it's not perfect, and I'm looking back at it now. We did this in a rush. I find it quite repetitive. So we'd definitely go back and redo that if we still have this offer live. But just hands up, when we've got the mic over here, so we're just going to wait for the mic. What do you think is going on there, and why do you think that led to an increase in our conversion rates? So let's just pick out some of the points. We've got the mic over here, so hands up, anyone wants to share kind of an insight into what's good about that and what they like. Can we come down here, Mark?
It's really good all over. I think the thing that obviously would catch my attention is that you were going to sell it for so much, but you're getting a chance for it free, and that you go straight into, if you like this, you can have this for, and you're waiting for $297, okay, but it's free.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And Alex, do you want to just pass the microphone over here to Alex?
Yeah, you're basically just pre-selling the information that you're giving to them for free. Instead of just chucking them over to watch the 30 minutes free, you're actually educating them, you know, why you're giving it to them free. And of course, they don't even have to watch it for free. They can just carry on and buy it, you know, get the DVDs for free right now.
Yeah, you're right. And what we're really trying to do is trying to pre-frame people about the offer. So we want people to educate people about the offer. We want to build up the value of what they're getting for completely for free right now. And what most people would do would be kind of lazy. They'd just upload the excerpt. What I'm telling you is, if you're doing the audio CD club, as I recommended in the prior session, then just take the time to record a two-minute excerpt. Probably make it a bit punchier than that. It's a bit repetitive. But just record something that just says, look, bang, this is what you're going to learn. You're going to learn the 7 steps to dating any girl in 2 days or whatever. And it's an excerpt from this continuity program, this membership site, this training program. And just tell them and educate them. And then do an outro at the end as well. Would we be able to get the outro lined up there, James, while we do this? Go ahead.
Yes, one more thing you do really well here is you do this consistency. If you like what you see now, then you will love the rest of it. So literally you hook them in. They have to almost do the ordering if they like this piece. So you connect the two actions. You like what I show you, then you will do this.
Absolutely. And we're trying to make it risk-free. We're trying to like say, look, it's very consistent. It flows very nicely. In the past, their funnels have been kind of disjointed. What we've done in the past is we've taken a little bit of free content here and a little bit of free content there. We've kind of pieced them all together, and we've just bundled it together, and it's worked okay. What we're trying to do now is make everything very seamless so that the free content they get on the squeeze page is going to be an excerpt from the paid content. Make sense? An excerpt from the paid content. We have an intro and an outro added to it, whether it's an audio or a video, really selling people on the free content they're getting and then what they can get afterwards and pre-framing them before they hit that offer. Nick?
What I like about it is that you're actually enforcing the idea that they made the right decision by clicking through. So it's actually making sure that they feel that I'm feeling comfortable. And then by giving the extra content in there as well straight away, it's going to keep the idea that this guy's honest. He's actually doing something for my benefit rather than for someone else's. I have to get my money all the time.
Absolutely, yeah, completely. And we're just reinforcing, yeah, they've made a great decision, which is excellent. Let's just watch the end of the video. So if you move that across now. Hi, it's Lee again. I really hope you enjoyed that excerpt from the two-day inside-out, upside-down workshop. Like I said, other people have paid hundreds of dollars. Some people even paid thousands of dollars to be in the room and watch that presentation. But I've just given that to you for free today in the hope that it'll help you build your business faster. So I really do hope you enjoyed all of the content. Now, if you did enjoy the content, like I was saying at the start of this free content, you can actually get the whole recording for the two-day event completely for free, but only for limited time. Just pause it there. Now, just put your hand up if you can see how that's kind of seamless transition from the free content into the paid content. Does that make sense? So the free content is the excerpt to get the name and email, and then we want the credit card information for the auto rebills that we fully disclose, and to get that, we give them some kind of bonus, and then on to the continuity. But it's very, 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 very congruent. And what you'll find is you're going to get a better retention. Because when people opt in, they're aware of what kind of content they're going to get when they sign up. So it's very, very logical and very fluid. Put your hand up if you think you can kind of take those concepts and apply them in a continuity program of your own or build a new one around them. It's very, very nice stuff. What I want to do now is show you another one of our excerpts that we have on the prospect autoresponder sequence as well. And I want to show you a testimonial medley. Hi again, Lee McIntyre here from GetMoreMomentum.com. Now, over the past couple of days, you've been receiving emails from me telling you all about the special offer where you can get free access to the recordings from the Inside Out, Upside Down workshop. This is a workshop that I taught in Manchester for 2 full days where I basically bared my soul and gave everything that I know about building a $20,000 per month information business by doing the exact opposite to what everybody else teaches. You can get access to that completely for free right now by going to www.getmomentum.com/freeDVD. You probably know that by now. Now, obviously, I've told you that I think this workshop was pretty cool, and I've told you that the people who attended thought it was pretty cool as well. But rather than hearing it from my mouth, I want to introduce you now to some of the people who actually came to the workshop, and they can basically tell you what they thought of the event. Pretty much, people left raving about the event, but don't take my word for it. I'll pass you over now to some people who attended the workshop, and you can see for yourself. And when you see how much people love this workshop, simply go to www.getmomentum.com/freeDVD and be able to get access to all of this completely for free, instant access as well, right now. So pass you over to the people who came to the workshop, and I'll see you in a few moments' time.
Hi, my name is Daniel Wagner from yourinternetbuddies.com, and I'm here at the More Momentum Inside Out workshop with Lee McIntyre. In the last 3 years, I've been marketing online, and I've spent a lot of money on education with some of the biggest names in the industry. But I have to say, in all honesty, some of the stuff I learned here with Lee has by far outperformed everything I've ever seen. I trialed some of his recent strategies, the Secret Whisper strategy, and it increased my open rate of the email by 300%. And not just that, in the follow-up opt-in, I was able to generate $15,000 in sales from just one strategy. Lee McIntyre is the real deal. I would recommend you check out his information. Excellent, excellent stuff. Daniel Wagner from yourinternetbuddies.com. Check him out.
How many people put your hand up think that's a pretty effective way of selling a product? Put your hand up if you think that works. Yeah. And we try to do loads of innovative stuff on our prospect sequence. So we say things like, we might have a message where we give out really good content. We give out really good content. And at the end, it's like, P.S., you've still not bought the free DVD. We phrase it a little bit better than that. But here's what James Watson had to say, or here's what Dean Holland had to say, or here's what Nick Breyer had to say, whatever. And then we'll put this, their quote in speech marks, and then click here to go get your free DVD. So we're always selling, always selling. Even when we're giving free content, we're selling. Make sense? Always. But we give the free content as a way of engaging the readership and the viewingship or whatever, and engaging our email list to make them read our emails more, but we're still selling. Let's watch the end. Hi, Lee again, and welcome back. Obviously, you've just watched what all the people who came to the workshop actually thought of this event for themselves. And I think you'll agree, the kind of feedback from the guests at the workshop, the paying guests at the workshop, was pretty overwhelmingly positive. We had an attendance rate whereby almost everybody who came left a testimonial in some form or another, and you've just seen a sample of them right there. So obviously, all that remains is for you to go and get free access. All that remains, everything's done. Everything is completely finished. All that remains is for you to go and get your free DVD, and we're done. Easy peasy. All right, so those are some samples of what we have on the prospect sequence. And we've just got one more. Do we have that one ready? So I'm going to show you the Secret Whispers one. This is the last one I'm going to show you, and then we're going to brainstorm some ideas. Hi, Lee McIntyre here from GetMomentum.com, and congratulations on finding this video, because I've got a very special piece of content that's going to start in just a few seconds' time. You see, in my business, I developed and implemented a system, what I like to call the Secret Whisper Strategy. It's basically a top-secret strategy that only my $15,000 coaching clients knew about until very recently indeed. It's a strategy that allows anybody in any market to make more money with email marketing. In fact, using this strategy, I've made up to four times as much revenue from my list as without using this strategy. It's that powerful. Now, I recently talked about the Secret Whisper Strategy at my Manchester workshop. And what I basically want to do is just give you a little insight, a little fly-on-the-wall preview, if you like, of me talking about my Secret Whisper Strategy so you can get some nuggets of information, make some notes, and hopefully implement some of it in your business. So go ahead and watch the strategy right now, and I'll see you in a few moments' time. Okay, so what happens on this video, just to give you an insight while James finds the relevant piece, we have an email of me saying, look, I've got a video about my Secret Whisper Strategy. I want to give it to you for free, no strings attached. Go watch it. They click the link. They go to a web page, and there's a video of me saying, hi, welcome, thanks for clicking the link. I've got a video, it's called Secret Whispers, this is why it's so cool. I give them one big benefit. And then I established a value by saying, look, the only people who've had this in the past are my $15,000 clients. Does that make sense? So I give them the big benefit, I established a value, I say, go watch it. And then what happens is when they come out of it, I say, look, that's pretty cool. And did you know you can get the whole strategy for free as part of an Inside Out, Upside Down workshop? But don't take my word for it. Go watch some testimonials. And it leads in to some testimonials for that specific module. And then it comes out again, and there's a video of me again saying, look, did you enjoy that testimonial? He loved it. You'll love it too, so all that remains is for you to go and get it. And then I said, well, if you're not sure, still, watch this other testimonial, and it goes on like that. Hands up if you think that's a nice selling strategy. Okay, do we have that position? What I want to do now is just pass you over to Daniel, who at the workshop actually had some incredibly positive things to say about the UK workshop and the Secret Whisper strategy particularly that you're going to get access to in a few minutes' time. So I'll pass you over to Daniel and let's see what he's got to say about this particular strategy and the workshop in general. Okay, so does everybody see what we're doing on our prospect sequence? We have an excerpt where we give away some content for free. Yeah? We have an excerpt where we give away the content for free. When they go to give the excerpt, we just add an intro and outro. Handful of things they're capable of adding an intro and outro to their content. Yeah, keep it short and snappy, nice and punchy. Perfect. Then we have other messages where we link to testimonials. How many people feel comfortable doing that? How many people feel comfortable getting some of your clients on the phone and saying, look, will you give me a 60-second audio testimonial? And then you add an intro, you add an outro, you whack it on your page, your job's a good one. Then what else do we do? Well, then we have other excerpts from the workshop, forever, 15 messages of them. So then we take out our most popular elements of the workshop, the Secret Whispers strategy, the Internet Automation Plan strategy, the strategy where we have 5 ways to do this and 10 ways to do that and 6 ways to do. We pull them all out of the workshop. And again, people click the link, they go to the page, there's an intro. The intros get shorter because people are sick of me by then if they've not bought. They watch the content, there's an outro, they buy the DVD. And as soon as they buy the DVD, these messages stop. And then what kind of messages happen? Well, then they get customer messages saying, thanks for being a customer. You've made a great decision. Make sure you stay as a member. And then what happens when they've stayed as a member? Then they get messages saying, I'm really glad you're a member. Now you've been billed once. Now buy my box set or register for my webinar. Join my coaching program. Hands up if everyone can see how that kind of works. Okay, so what I want to do now with Mark on the board is I want to brainstorm some of the key elements of a prospect autoresponder sequence and look at how we can write this really fast. So we're going to write on the board, good prospect autoresponder sequence, and I'm really looking for your ideas, and Mark's going to come around with the microphone as well. So in terms of a good prospect autoresponder sequence, who wants to get us started? What do we really think makes a good prospect autoresponder sequence? Any ideas? Let's get some hands up. Okay, should we come down here first? Actually, we'll come down here to this one, then we'll come over to Daniel. So a good prospect or responding sequence, what makes a good one?
Over-delivering great content on the first email.
Over-delivering great content. And why is that important?
Because it sets the expectations and builds your authority in the mind of the prospect also.
Sets the expectations. Excellent. People say we were crazy. We were sending out 20-page PDFs every week. And by the way, do you think I got to reuse that content that I was doing? Of course. So really, I was just writing an e-book, but I was writing it bit by bit and sending it out to my list. So I was still reusing the content. If you over-deliver tremendously, you're just going to get so much more traction. So I would definitely, absolutely recommend you do that. Come over here to Alex with the microphone. Good prospect autoresponder sequence.
Okay. What I think is very important is commitment. Not just for them to pay you cash. What I do with my prospects is get them to plant the seed in their head that they want my stuff, and them to say yes, without me even asking many times, without me even asking, mentioning the products for sale, actually telling them to tell me that they want it, you know? So they plant the seed in their own head, yeah? That's one thing that I do with my prospects that works very well before I even open up the buying opportunity. But when you've already made the offer to them after that, interaction and engagement, I think, because then you're a real person. You know, getting them to, and again, that's commitment on the blog. For instance, getting them to post a comment on the blog. If they're not buying, you know they're not buying after one day, one, two, or three, start putting them, you know, getting them over to the blog, engaging, and then taking them, you know, that route, so you're kind of building that bond.
Okay, excellent. So another thing there is talking about engaging the contact, the prospects, engaging them in conversation, building rapport with them that way. And we do that on our blog. Has anyone noticed, like, a lot of comments on their blog when you go to our blog? You get a lot of comments. A lot of people get more comments. I've seen more comments on Alex's blog before. A lot more. We get a lot of comments. We just post a video and say we leave a comment, and people leave a comment, and we get an engaged audience. Very, very powerful way to build rapport with people. You get a lot of social proof. Imagine if you go to my blog, and you've never, ever been before, and you're looking down my blog. When people see those comments, what is people's reaction? How does that compare with the person on the Warrior Forum, I Love Marketing UK, 08, who have no comments on their blog? It's massive social status. It's massive authority. It's social proof. Really powerful stuff. So what else makes a really good autoresponder sequence? What are some of the fundamentals we need? We come to the back over here. Some of the fundamentals we need in our autoresponder sequence. What are they?
Having your follow-up emails as personal as possible.
Say that again, sorry?
The emails to be as personal as possible.
Excellent. Personalised emails. As personal.
And that kind of complements Alex's thing about engagement. The more personal they feel about your emails, the more they feel like engaging and coming on your blog and commenting.
Absolutely. Excellent. Thank you. Really personal emails. And what I try and do when I write my emails is I try and write to them like a good business friend. It's the kind of like litmus test that I take. So some people say, write to them like you're writing to a friend. I really disagree with that. I say write to them like you would someone you're having business lunch with. If I was speaking to Mark in Amsterdam on the ferry, if I was speaking to Mark in Amsterdam on the ferry, I might be talking in a way that would be inappropriate to send to my newsletter. So can I buy that? Okay, we might have conversations that we don't want to send to our newsletter list about I'm not even going to go there. So I'd like to say like a business friend. So if you were sat next to someone who was a joint venture partner over lunch, what kind of things would you discuss and how informal would you be? And I think that's a pretty good way to judge the content of your emails. So I might see Alex in the bar tonight and be like, hey, what's up? Fancy a beer? That kind of language. But I might not say to him, God, I was out last night and I saw this. Never mind. We'll leave it there. Alex, do you want to go?
Another thing is different mediums. Again, talking about commitment. Maybe making them phone you, your office. Hey, we've got something going. We'd love you to phone us. Please, when you have time, phone us. And again, that's getting, in their time to contact you. And you can also, in Infusionsoft, you can actually find out if they phoned you, I believe.
Yeah.
Or again, text messages and all these different mediums, though,
So followed up by different mediums. Phone,
actually asking text. Them to commit to contact you back as well. So you're not just hitting them, they're engaging back,
Asking them to contact back, asking people to hit reply. I know John Farnell isn't here today, and I know he'll probably be here tomorrow night, but John Farnell does something really good with his coaching where he says, hit reply and tell me what questions you've got. I love that. That's fantastic. Hit reply. How many marketers say hit reply? Really good. Really effective. So yeah, getting people to follow up with you, follow up with them with different mediums, very effective. And also one for me to add, communicating to people from different forums, from different places. I love making a video. Hey, this is me in my office. This is me in my bedroom. This is me at the workshop. This is me in the street. And why? Because if people see you in different venues, they feel like they know you a little bit more, don't they? If I've only ever seen Nick in one context, in a workshop room, then that's one thing. But if I feel like I've seen Nick at the bar drinking a Guinness, and I feel like I've seen Nick on the football terraces, and I've seen Nick getting on a train with his bag, and I've seen Nick rushing around when he's stressed, do I feel like I know Nick more, even if I don't? Absolutely. So you want to get people seeing you in different contexts, in different places. I want people seeing me in a suit. Not a suit, but a shirt. I want people seeing me with a smile on my face. I want people seeing me making a video at the end of a day from the crummy cam on the iMac when things are looking so good. I want people seeing me when after a few beers. So you want people to see you in different contexts, but you've also got to be aware of a certain level of professionalism. Let people get to know the real you. One of the things that I've not done enough of, which I really need to, is I want to make more videos when I'm out and about. So like when I'm meeting my friends the weekend and we go to the match, and I'm in Wetherspoons and I'm having a beer and a burger, I think it'd be unbelievably effective for me to just pull up the flip cam and say, hi everyone, just having a burger, having a pint, I'm just waiting to see, I've got a special offer coming to you tomorrow, check it out, I'm having a good time, see you later. Or quick update videos, things like that, really engaging people. If you look at Twitter and the success of Twitter, one of the most popular parts of it is people like to snoop on people's lifestyles, like tweet behind the curtains a little bit. So one of the things that we're going to do with our email marketing a lot more is a really kind of video updates daily. So here's a video update, and this is what I'm working on. Hey, look, come into my office. I'm preparing a webinar series. It's an 8-part webinar series. Listen, you'll find out about it tomorrow, but I just wanted to show you what I'm doing. Have a look. I'm in my office. Hi, Lindsay. Lindsay's here. Say hello. Hi, James. James is in the office. Show them what I'm doing. Now, do you think as prospects on my list, if you're engaged with my content, put your hand up, you'd find that quite interesting to see all that kind of stuff. Be honest. Some people, put your hand up if you wouldn't like that kind of content. People are too scared. Some people are thinking they wouldn't. So it's an interesting approach, but I really want people to see me in different contexts, different places, and I also want to pull people behind the curtain a little bit as well. So when I'm out and about, a lot more flip camera videos, when I'm getting in my car, and obviously it's the kind of message I want to deliver. So, look, if I'm having an argument with the carpet fitter because he's not fitted the carpet properly, I'm not going to whip out the flip camera and say, God, I'm having a really bad day, and then start shouting at the carpet fitter. I want to give the messages that are congruent with my marketing. When me and Mark go to Amsterdam and we sleep in bunk beds for £80, that's probably not the time to bring out a flip camera.
Do you remember when you moved into your new office and you did a series of video previews? It was almost daily, wasn't it? It was an update. Here's, have a look around the office, etc. That was really, really compelling and interesting, again, for multiple reasons, obviously for business reasons, but also for personal reasons. So I think you're absolutely right about that. Doing more of those would be effective. I've got another suggestion, actually, to contribute that's linked with personal. It's not one I've used myself, but I have heard Perry Belcher say one of the biggest improvements he found was when he actually wrote his follow-up customer autoresponder sequences in the name of a made-up person, a lady, I can't remember the name he gave her, but this person would literally send out the emails to the customer and say, I'm your personal success representative, or something similar. So it was literally from Jane or from whoever else. And the content was pretty much the same, but because it came from this one person, he said it created a really strong bond with the customer, and they would reply back, you know, wanting to get in touch with this person. And it's something that I'd definitely like to try myself. I don't know how you feel about that.
Cool, I like that. And just as a follow-on point of that, when I was in the teacher niche, my autoresponder sequence, we used to get replies daily from people, much more than you get in the marketing niche, because people in the marketing niche know it's an autoresponder message, generally. Not everyone, but generally. But in the teacher niche, I'd write letters saying, hi, Carol, how are you doing? Not heard from you in a while. Anyway, just wanted to let you know things here are great. And by the way, I've just prepared a special report for you. 7 ways you can control your classroom in 2 hours or less. Here it is. By the way, hope things are going well, smiley face. And Carol used to get that. I think it was writing to her personally, which is obviously the purpose of the autoresponder message. But we used to get a lot of replies back from people. Does that make sense? Okay, cool. Alex?
This one, though, a good autoresponder sequence. Yeah. So this is the prospects. I mean, are you talking about like a 7-day series or a 14-day series, or literally the series until you turn that prospect into a customer?
So what we would do in our business is, good question, the prospect sequence that we would devise in our business would be as long as it took. But what we would do is we'd lower the intensity of the messages. So for the first 5 days, five or six, and we tweak it all the time, we change our minds, but first 5 or 6 days, I would generally want a message going out a day. And then after that, we'll lower the frequency. So then we'll go to maybe one every 3 days, then maybe one every 5 days, and eventually we'll settle on like one every 7 days, selling that same product, and then selling other products as well in the funnel. So the idea there is that people get hammered with good messages at the start of the relationship when they're most interested, possibly in that topic, and then they go into the general broadcast list. And then we just start broadcasting them. So the way we have this set up in Infusion, for those who use Infusion, we have a prospect follow-up sequence where they get a message daily for 5 days. And then on day five, we have a task in Infusion that adds the newsletter tag. And when we send a broadcast, the broadcast goes to everybody with the newsletter tag. So if you're on the prospect sequence for the first 5 days, you don't get our general newsletters. Does that make sense?
It's a commitment, like you were saying about the videos, you know, out and about. You're making a more of a commitment to your readership. And if you're talking past the prospects on the five-day series, and then that's what he's doing right now. And I'm actually hooked. Every single day I read that blog post without failure, and I leave a comment every day. I'm actually now a hooked subscriber. So, you know, when he's, you know, wants to sell something, I would be hooked to buy something, you know? So it's actually going above and beyond.
And it's a good point. And it's kind of similar to what James was saying when we were doing our office updates. Every day, did anyone see those office updates? Put your hands up. Every day I was doing an office update. It's like, oh, I'm moving into my new office. Here's a video. Here's the fridge. Okay, day two, we've got curtains. Day three, the fridge works. Day four, I wasn't sure if they were a bit repetitive or not, but people seem to love them. Actually, just from my perspective, John Fauna, when he moved into his office, which is in Sunderland, which I visited a couple of weeks ago, I watched his video, and I literally stopped everything I was doing when the subject line came through. I was like, God, I've got to watch this. And I found it compelling. Yet he wasn't giving me any marketing advice. He wasn't giving me any actionable content that could lead to a result. But what he was giving me was the opportunity to peer into his life and see what was happening behind the curtain. And bear in mind that a lot of your prospects, sometimes deep down, they're not even interested in results or motivated to achieve them, although they might think they are. A lot of people want the soap opera and the drama and the intrigue, which is why people hang around forums. And when you give people a sneak behind the curtain, people love it. When I first started at lee-mcintyre.com, I did a blog post. And by the way, at this point, I never showed my picture. So no one had ever seen my face. I was doing my blog. No one knew who I was. I did a blog post talking about a bike ride I'd been on. And I took a picture of my bike in the garden. And everyone was like, wow, it's Lee's garden. God. And there was another picture of my Mac on the computer, my PC on the desk. And I was like, wow. And I can imagine people like looking at every corner of the room trying to figure out clues about my identity. And there was rumours that I was actually Tony Shepherd at one point. And that was Sarah Brown at one point as well, which was kind of weird. I think Randy started that rumour. And then I showed a picture of myself, and I was like, wow. And every time I gave an insight into myself, people loved the drama of it and the soap opera of it. When I tell personal stories, people love it. Did anyone get the email off me where I talked about going up to Northumberland and breaking down and running out of petrol, and I thought the wolves were going to get me? Anyone get that email? Some people. When I talk about that email to subscribers, they're always like dead enthusiastic about it. Like, God, they loved hearing about my mishap. They loved it. They thought it was brilliant. I went away on a weekend and I ran out of petrol. Fantastic, they thought. They loved hearing about it.
Have you seen the Frank and Trey show?
Just 1 second.
Have you seen the Frank and Trey show?
No, I've not seen it. No.
Okay, so have you seen it, James? Has anyone else seen it here? Put your hand up. Yeah, what do you think of the Frank and Trey show? I mean, it's Frank Kernan and his cousin actually playing pranks on John Rees. But it's so cool. You know, you're getting behind the scenes of these guys just playing around, you know, and you know, they're not doing any work, they just mess around, and you actually, you know, it seems like they're bloody superstars to me, you know?
Really reinforce that in the sense that what I really like about that is the drama behind the scenes. And also, people don't like to buy from companies, they like to buy from people. And the more information I can give about myself, people love it. When I went and spoke at Joe Lavery's Response Dynamite event, you saw the video on the screen, we were out in the evening on the night of the workshop, and drunk. I was really drunk, and we're drinking beer, and it's brilliant. And I was chatting with the barman, there was this place where they sold 300 beers from around the world, and it was brilliant. And the barman was coming over, and I was saying, what do you recommend? And he's getting me different beers. And then Joe Lavery just flipped out a camera, and he made an update video. He said, ah, it's Joe Lavery, I'm at the Response Dynamite, and everyone around the table went, woo! Has anyone seen that video? A couple of people have seen it. And then he focused on me, and he's like, hi, Lee flew over from the UK and stuff, and he was leveraging the fact I'd come from so far and all that stuff. And he sent it out to his list, and his email was like, his subject line was update video from Response Dynamite Workshop. His email was, hi, here's an update video from the workshop, link. Talk soon, Joe. And he sent it out, and people loved it. They loved the fact that all these guys were having a few beers and having a good time, and they could peek in and have a look. Does anyone see how you could use that in your marketing and your follow-up sequences? Make sense? And obviously that's an evergreen kind of idea, but you can still build that kind of stuff into a follow-up sequence as well. People love to see behind the scenes. In fact, I'm motivated myself. I'm going to make a flip camera in a minute saying, hi, it's an update video. At the end of the day, that bar's going to be open, by the way, and we're going to have a couple of beers in the room while we make video testimonials. And then once you've made your video testimonial and we've got a signature to that effect, then you can leave. Well, not until. That was a joke. You can leave. One more? Come over here with the mic.
It's something I just learned from reading Rich's blog. You know, he gives great tips every day on that. He says basically vulgarism. Vulgarism offline is, you know, a point of stalking people and actually, you know, being a peeping Tom or something. But online, vulgarism can be used as, instead of giving like testimonials or case studies, it's like exactly what you're about to do now, around with the flip cam. Instead of being a case study of, you know, social, you know, it's not even social proof though, but it is that vulgarism is the behind the scenes, the story, the drama, and that's, you know, it's another element of proof, you know, because it's not just one, you know, on his blog, he's been doing it for the last 4 days, it's like 50, I think it's 15 different elements of proof that you can add to your company, and they all go, you know, towards, you know, making your product sell quicker and faster and easier. You know, so what you're doing here isn't, you know, a case study, but again, and it's not even social proof, but it's, you know, it's that, you know, the vulgarism. That was yesterday's post.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Okay, really what I want to focus on now is, before we wrap up, just making sure that everybody understands how what makes a good autoresponder sequence, first of all. Making sure you over-deliver. And really, you can't go wrong as long as you give lots of good content. Also, engaging your prospects, having personalised emails, following up with different media, different venues with videos, giving updates, and really just giving people... I'm going to do the questions at the end because we're running out of time. We'll do a big Q&A at the end. And also just doing lots and lots of just over-delivering with the content you provide and writing it in a personal way. And if you do that, you're going to get success. And the deeper your follow-up sequence gets, the more traction you're going to get. And in our business, what we do is we don't broadcast to people until they've been on the list for 5 days. So if people who are on the list for day one to day five, and they get 5 follow-up messages trying to get them to join the continuity. Does that make sense? And after that point, we use Infusion to automate it. You can use your autoresponder sequence as well. We do something called, we apply a tag in Infusion. And that says, look, this person should now get broadcast. And then they get the broadcast from that point onwards. And that's how we manage that process. And then they start getting the broadcasts. So if someone joins our list, for 5 days they get the same messages that everybody else got when they joined the list, and then they start getting the broadcasts. The reason we don't broadcast to everyone at first is, I think it's a bit confusing when they're getting the follow-up messages, which is in a conversation, and then they're getting the broadcast, which are topical at the same time. So at first, I want to introduce myself, give the follow-up messages, and all that kind of stuff. Put your hand up if you feel comfortable going away and taking some of these principles and writing a follow-up sequence for your continuity program. Just raise your hand. You can do this stuff. You really, really can. Like I said, I didn't do this for my first year online, but when I did, I dramatically increased my profits, and you can as well. So take this information, go away, put it into action, and you can achieve some tremendous results. So that's the end of this session. Thanks very much, and I'll see you for the session tomorrow.